What would you change about the IPL if you were allowed to make a change, Deepa?
Maybe not allow teams to have multiple home grounds.
Okay.
That is something which is, like, to be honest, the teams which are not been able to win matches, but trophies for that matter, are the ones who are doing this, right? Mm. So Delhi have done that, RR does that,
and Punjab?
Punjab, for that matter. I think the home and away concept has been exploited really well, and it really adds up to a lot of things from a fan's perspective, from strategy perspective, squad building.
It's funny because we did another podcast with Rob about like what bettors think should happen in cricket. I think if you ask analysts, every analyst in the world would be, get a pitch, make sure it does one thing, and you're like a 70% chance of making the playoffs every year. Because you can stack your squad exactly for the home wicket.
This is what GTS done. This is what CSK used to do all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Anything for you, sir?
Yeah, so many things, actually.
List them out. We've got time.
First, I'd either allow 14 to play or not have the impact player rule at all. Right? Either 14 or 15 to play, right? Or bring in full-on substitutions or remove it completely.
Agreed.
Right? I think that's one.
Those are the two options for me as well, by the way. It's either get rid of it, we don't have to talk about it anymore, or bring it in properly.
Fully, yeah, bring it in fully. Second thing is, every franchise should own their own stadium.
Yes.
Right? And that solves your issue.
Yeah.
The third thing is, I'd love the draft system to come instead of the auctions.
Of course. We love a draft.
Yeah. I think the draft would be really entertaining. I think people are not maximizing that.
Proper double draft for players who've never played before, players who are experienced, and we add free agency as well.
Yeah.
We've now got three things to talk about rather than one.
Correct. And then I would have a junior development IPL of all the same franchises.
So like the old Baby Bash? Do you remember the Baby Bash? You would have watched the Baby Bash.
No, I mean like an under 18, under 19.
Yeah, I think theirs was under 23, I want to say.
Something like that, yeah.
But it was a really good competition because you did get to see. I think under 18, under 19 is probably too young.
Under 19 is fine.
I just think you don't have enough.
We've got the likes of Vaibhav Suryavanshi coming through.
No, I think from a fast bowling perspective, you want them under 23 allows a lot of more developed bodies to go up against faster.
Sure.
Batters, you're right, but just that kind of thing. I love the idea.
But I promise you,
How about this? What about a minor league that runs at the same time?
Yeah.
So I think you play the junior one beforehand and then you play the minor league during it.
When
so,
it happens, yeah. So then you get a lot more cricketers playing it.
Jacob Bethel could have been playing. I don't want to get into Alistair Cook, Kevin Peterson territory here. But Jacob Bethel could have been playing in the minors, getting ready for if they needed him, and then he could have been brought in. Instead, he comes in cold.
See, that's good.
Runs.
That's really good.
Yeah, this has been. I think this like.
Oh, is it like?
Who do we send this to?
Is it like kind of adding the relegation layer also?
I don't think you can do that anymore.
Not relegation, but like have the minor league. Right?
Like, yeah. So Rajasthan has a senior team or a proper 11, and then they have
a second 11.
Yeah,
and like Indian Lions. And it also. Lions or something.
Yeah, yeah, and it also helps your thing because then you can play those games at outgrounds. And so the fans
you can
still
play those,
get
that's
yeah.
good.
You can,
yeah. All of it works. That all ties together.
Have you got anything? Because we're killing it on this.
Everything you said, I agree with, apart from that 15 players nonsense. You can chuck that in the bin. But all the other stuff, like it all works. It all ties in with each other, right? I personally think that the league system doesn't quite work because you don't play everyone twice. Mm. And some teams, that disadvantages some teams, right? Mm. Because they have to play good teams twice and other teams don't. So you should play everybody twice. But you should have more double headers rather than make it into bloody 9 months or however long it's going to be, right? Mm. Just play more double headers, get it banged out in a couple of months, and everyone plays everyone twice, so it's fairer for everybody. Definitely have the owning your own stadium's really good because then you can start doing fan engagement and you can start
batting cages,
which we're all huge advocates of for with and making the tournament so. You're not allowed to arbitrarily say it's this many games the day before it starts, right? The fixtures are properly released. Everyone knows that they're playing everybody twice. You play home and away. Mm. I quite like the home and away kits thing. Some people talk about that. I quite like that.
I like that too.
Exactly.
You think that?
I love it.
A lot of colours. Like, what about having two different windows also? Is it too much?
Cricket boards actually make watching their games almost impossible. I spend almost as much time trying to find where I can view it as I do actually following the action. That is why I use NordVPN. They let me find all the cricket I want to watch while protecting me from the nasty side of the internet. Nord will free your cricket matches. Grab your exclusive Nord VPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/goodareas to get a huge discount off your Nord VPN plan plus 4 additional months on top. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Watch every match with Nord VPN.
I'd rather have a separate tournament if they were going to have a, you know, like a Champions League or whatever it may be.
Champions League is not financially viable, which is why they don't do it.
Well, it depends on which government backs it. It might be very financially viable if someone else comes in. But the point being is, I don't think you want 2 IPLs in 1 year. I'd rather have 1 long IPL than 2 IPLs.
I think the IPL should be, I'm going to catch a lot of flack for this, but I think it should be a 4 or 5 month affair.
I think it should be a 6, 7, 8 month affair.
Thank you.
Is that better?
Yes,
I took the pressure off you.
What are you going to do with other cricket in the meantime?
Yeah, that forces cricket to move into that medium, right? Where it's only franchise cricket globally, and then everything else is just World Cups.
So test matches are done.
And test matches also. You'll have a separate test. Like, the guys play, like today, like we were discussing if Vaibhav should be playing test cricket at this point in time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to see an onset of Vaibhav-like players coming through the ranks. Vaibhav, Priyanshu Arya, Urvil Patel, Prabh Simran Singh, the likes of these are going to come through in by the buckets right now. Mm. Right? And when they do come through, they're not going to be focusing on red ball cricket at all. The game is not going to be set up for red ball cricket at all. So from that perspective, you will have a certain segment of people. Like if I'm thinking it's the Abhimanyu Ishwarans of the world, so to speak. Right?
Okay.
Or the Dom Sibleys of the world, you know.
So you think all the blockers go to Tess and everyone else comes to T20?
Yeah.
What does Jaiswal do?
Yeah. But
isn't that what happens in like rugby league and rugby union? Isn't that what happens in motor car racing, right?
Do you think at a certain point? That'll take a lot of fanfare also from the test cricket, right? Would you like to see somebody like Virat Kohli playing test cricket?
You will. I'm not saying everyone will miss out. There will be some who will play 3 formats, some will play 2 formats. That will still continue to be the case. Some people who have the aspiration to play all 3 formats will make themselves available. They will relieve themselves from playing a few IPL games and go and play test matches as well. Then the onus is on the player, right?
Yeah.
And I think that autonomy must be given to a player to kind of pick and choose. Mm. And then that adds to his narrative or her narrative about how they want to navigate through their own career.
I also like the idea of, like, you see this in motor car racing and rugby league and rugby union, even NFL a little bit, where people just switch sports mid-career.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, you've played ODI cricket for, like, 8 years. You're the best ODI player in the world. And you're like, okay, maybe I can go play in the IPL now, yeah. Right? Or maybe I can start playing test cricket. Like, it will actually bring other interesting parts of it.
And financially also, it'll add a lot of layers to it because players will feel more secured because it'll be a much bigger pool of players if you have...
Oh, but that's what I was thinking too, because if you go back in history, in the 70s, you probably had 300 top-level cricketers in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
We probably have 700 to 800 now. Right?
Maybe a little more.
And you look at women's cricket, there was 30 10 years ago, and now there's like 80. So the numbers are going up and up. Eventually, it makes sense to have the you know, that sort of situation.
Yeah.
You don't like that.
Stop trying to kill test cricket, Rob.
No, test cricket will live. Test cricket will live. I
think we have to start treating it as a different sport altogether. Because
that's what I would say.
Yeah, and another thing I want to change in the IPL, man. Come on.
That's the podcast.
Yeah. So what I want to change in the IPL is that Indian players should be allowed to go abroad and play different leagues.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Like someone
that'd
wanted be nice. That to happen while he was playing.
Yeah, I tried very hard.
Did you really?
Three times.
Who did you want to play for?
I know. I just want to go out and play more leagues in the world because I really want to enrich myself as a cricketer because I wasn't going to make a comeback in the Indian team after a certain point. So like, hey, can I go? As a student of the game, can I go and play outside?
Yeah, can I play in England or can I play
anywhere,
South Africa,
right?
Or whatever? Yeah. Right.
So that's why I retired early.
And they said no.
Like, according to me, I don't
at
know,
least
37
for the younger
I retired,
players, there has to be a lot more freedom because that will add a lot of, I think, layers to their batting, to their skill, overall development of the game also. Because till the time they don't even know whether they're getting the national, international gig, why not let them play all these leagues?
They won't. I don't know.
It's fascinating because there's an argument that says at the moment, if you're only going to have a 2-month league, aren't you promoting Indian cricket more by saying, we'll allow 5 players in that league, 3 players in that league, and we'll boost those leagues. We can even say we get a money share off those leagues.
I'm like, leverage the opportunities, right? For me, for example, if there's a World Cup in Australia, allow 10 players to go and play the Big Bash League so that they get accustomed to the, acclimatized to the conditions there.
And then like, take a percentage of the Big Bash.
Yeah, leverage that, right? And for me, that's the angle that I don't get, where I feel like we're still stuck in that old mode of thinking where we need to evolve past that as a board and kind of allow these things to happen.
Is it true that the first match of BBL is happening in Chennai this year?
I think it's planned. I don't know if it's been completely...
What is BBL?
Big Bash.
BBL?
Yeah, the Big Bash is going to be... Well, they're trying to play the first game in Chennai.
So
I think there might be some final paperwork that hasn't been done.
Is it also a step towards this?
I think it's a really fascinating one going ahead. If I was the IPL, I'd be, you know, I mean, we see it in the NBA already, right? And NFL does it.
NFL play in England, don't they?
Does baseball do it as well?
Not sure yet.
No, baseball go to China, Japan, I think.
Yeah, actually, you might be right. They might do that as well.
It's South Korea, yeah.
It's where sports going. I don't mind the idea that the IPL is the big one. And you have a season like football, it's the Premier League or whatever. But how does that coexist with other franchise leagues at the same time?
But that's the thing, Rob. I think every franchise league has to exist in its own silo. All these other leagues have to stop freaking competing with the IPL and trying to become the IPL. I think they need to become their own league for that region, for that diaspora, and build that league for that diaspora, right? Like today, the MLC and the Canadian League and the West Indian League, the Caribbean League has actually started to say, you know what, let's just create this league for ourselves. Because they were playing games at 8:30 in the morning, a T20 game, and the ball is freaking seaming around.
When I was with St. Lucia, I think our games were starting at 9 or 9:30 because our owner wanted them to be still going when India woke up.
In the morning.
And there's no one there.
We were exhausted.
Sure.
Like, you know what I mean? So I think they moved to that whole place where they're playing it on their time frame right now, which is nice. And I think every league should do that. And I think there should only be about 6 or 7 leagues, I think, globally.
We've moved on from the topic. I love where we're going with this. I don't think there should be a rule on how many overseas players you have in the IPL.
It'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
But like teams are not even using...
That's not going to change.
Exactly. So why do we need the rule?
That's not going to change.
Why?
It's the Indian Premier League. It's not going to change.
Well, it doesn't matter. There's so much Indian talent. Why would it matter? You're still going to have all your stars be Indian.
So football used to be, when you played in the whatever the Champions League was called back then, you could only have 2 that played in Europe in your 11, maybe even in your squad. You could only have 2 players that weren't English if you're the English club, French if you're the French club or whatever, right? And now look at football. You get entire 11s. And all the subs of Premier League teams where none of them are English at all because they're like, we just want the best players to play in this league and that's the end of it.
Yeah, but that's the thing. One of the reasons we have the likes of Vaibhavs and Priyan Sharias and all these youngsters coming through the ranks is because this exists, right? And so from an Indian cricket standpoint, it'll be a disservice to the...
Agree, because I think that if Vaibhav's coming through, he's still the hottest property in the world. I just think you're thinking about this wrong. You're looking for the most talent. Well, where's the majority of the talent going to be? It's still going to be coming from India. That's very different than football, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, 55 million people in England, and even though they love the sport, well, Brazil has a lot more people who love the sport just as much, if not more. It's a very different situation. India is in a very unique situation where they can do this. It also allows different owners to come up with different theories. There's going to be an owner who's going to be like, I'm going to go all in with Indian teams. How cool would that be if a team with no overseas players won? Then you've got another team where, you know, there might be an American owner or a South African owner wants to bring in. I think it allows for more flexibility in the future. I think Indian cricket is so talented, we don't need an overseas rule. That would be my point.
They've not been able to maximize it also. Like, many teams have struggled with injuries or maybe they've got a bad option. Only they would be then maybe going this path. Because in the majority of the cases, I don't think so. They've been able to back and forth foreigners this year. Majority of the teams, even though when they had the talent on the bench. So that surely is one way the IPL is already heading, I would say.
I feel very confused and conflicted because I completely agree with him, that guy over there.
Well, there's the first time.
Yeah, the first for everything.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Ruckshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv.
If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.